Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Capital inspiration this weekend, friends. I've got a great, great story. First of all, I want to thank you for what a great year so far. We've had a lot of great topics, some stellar guests, and we just concluded, quite honestly, one of my favorite series, talking about the first-time buyer and how that first-time buyer became even a buyer in the most recent market. And I want to thank all of my great guests for bringing that great conversation to the microphone. However, in this season now, where real estate's getting really big conceptually, I figured we'd get really big and even get bigger than the Flathead friends. I know we're going to go outside of our beautiful valley for just a weekend. I hope that's okay with you. In fact, I know that's okay with you because y'all some good people. And if we can bring some good people together, well, gosh darn it, we're going to do it. I want to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So friends, you probably know this. I started an event in this state. We did it 2 years ago in Helena, and then last year we did it in Missoula, and next year we're doing it in Bozeman. This tiny little event's called Montana Camp, and it's something I'm very proud of. And last year, my pinnacle moment of Montana Camp was when, on the morning of the second day, I had the opportunity to interview this fantastic lady with Skittles hair. Seriously, just all the colors of the rainbow in this girl's head. And then I realized it's because she's got this massive energy that just blows out of her body. And she just has this tremendous ability of impacting people for the better. And I thought, well, I got to bring this energy to the stage. And it really was powerful. It was a great interview. So that being said, we've developed a friendship and now we're connected at the heart. Kristen Francis from the East Coast is joining us this week. And Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Justin. Oh my gosh, I have to say, you sound like an amazing radio host. Like, I feel so honored to know you. That was music to my ears.
Oh, stop it. It's because you're the subject of my songs, okay?
It does feel good. I'm not going to lie.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Kristen. You have, you know, I know that there's quite the story. And for those that really want the story, I'll have to post the interview to our humble Flat at Home Show Facebook page. So they can get those deets in that. However, just give us the quick elevator pitch. Who are you? What do you do?
I like the Skittles hair introduction. So I'm a real estate agent out of the DC metro area. I'm a local. I'm a native to the area. And I've developed several businesses that have come out of that, but I'm probably best known for my skills in real estate. And through that, I've launched a couple of different initiatives, and one of them takes me all around the country. So I sell a lot of real estate. I do a lot of good, and everything that we do is purpose-based and based in generosity. So I've created a couple of initiatives around that, most recently called Imagination Generation. I'm happy to talk about that in a little bit.
I love it. Matt, you know what? I think we're going to have to carve out some calendar time with this lady and bring her back as a regular guest because you're right. You're right, Kristen. You do sell a little bit of real estate and you do a lot of good. And by a little bit, she's humble, friends. Kind of like a top producer, sort of a big deal. When we had her on the stage at Montana Camp, everyone's jaw, like we had to pick up jaws off the floor. They were like, oh my gosh, really? And then when she unravels all of the great energy that she does on a national and global level, it just blows you away. And what I like so much about you, Kristen, though, is that you're humble in all of this. And not only are you humble, you're inspirational. Literally, after a few minutes of hanging out with you, it's kind of like, gosh, I feel better about myself. And I think I can go do that too. That's really one of the greatest qualities I believe somebody can have is that gift of inspiring a passion inside of another. So that being said, recently I was stalking you on the Book of Faces. And I noticed that you were over the border helping out some people who really needed a hand.
Yeah, and you just paid me the highest compliment, Justin, because as you know, I have a class that I teach around the country as well, and it took me a long time to figure out what my purpose was. And when I was over the border a couple of years ago, that's where I found my purpose. Mm. And so my purpose, in summary, is to inspire people into joyful action, creating exponential impact. So the fact that you just said that warms the shackles of my heart. And I was just in Mexico doing that very thing. And I often say, you know, I found my purpose in the eyes of a little boy in the dump of Mexico. And when right. I say dump, I mean dump. Like yep. where they put their trash and they sort of shove it around. And I think there's tuberculosis in there. I don't know. It's really gross and it smells horrific. And people live there.
Right.
And they work there. And wow. I found this little boy who had a black eye and a Band-Aid on his face. And he was trying to sell me a bill of goods for how he got said injury. And I realized that these people are being abused and neglected. And we were there to bring water and hope and inspiration to those folks. But there's so much need, and it's right over the border of our country. So right. we hopped the border from Yuma, Arizona, into San Luis, Mexico. And there are 12 or 13 different ministries over there. And most recently, I was there with the Allo family, who supports not necessarily the immediate need. Mm-hmm. There's another organization that supports that. So getting people out of the dump, building houses for them, getting them electricity or running water or food. And there's been enough impact there now that we're able to move the mission forward mm-hmm. and start giving the hand up over the hand out.
Right.
So in my work with Imagination Generation, which is a nationwide network of people related to real estate coming together to make a big impact, I took a whole group of realtors to a mission trip with the Allo family to San Luis, Mexico.
You know what I love about this? In the simplest and yet the greatest, most magnificent way I can describe this, this is housing. That's what we do. You know, like the Equal House logo comes to mind, and it is a house with an equal sign inside of it. And we oftentimes think of realtors as peddlers of houses, like slinging sticks and bricks and things like that. However, this is actually the greatest definition of housing possible when you actually go create it where it is most needed. So thank you. Hey, Kristen, we got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, can you tell us a little bit more about Imagination Generation and how we can be involved?
Absolutely.
This is the Flathead Home Show, getting really, really big this weekend with Kristen Francis. Oh my gosh, I love it. My name is Justin Mecha, and we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio, certainly in my heart this weekend with me, is Kristen Francis, realtor out of the DC metro area. However, globalpreneur. How's that for a title?
I like that.
Yeah. So if you are just jumping into the show, you're going to have to click rewind, friends. And by that, I mean, go to kjjr.com and find this show as a podcast and check out the first half, because this lady is an inspiration. And I don't mean just because of her colorful, awesome hair, because that's true too. However, it's because she actually does really define housing on both ends of that magnificent spectrum. Like, yeah, I'm here to help you accomplish your dream. However, I'm also here to help others with the most essential dream, and that is the most essential need of housing. So in the last segment, Kristen, you were telling us a little bit about how you found your purpose in the eyes of a little boy in a dump. And here you are in Mexico helping nurture this little boy and others into housing, literally building housing for them, and brought a pack of realtors, and you did this. You and a friend of yours started this effort called Imagination Generation, correct?
Absolutely. It was Sheena Sadam, and she's also in my market. So technically, we're competitors coming together to do something.
Wait, hold on. That happens?
Yeah. Believe it or not, we don't come from a scarcity mindset. We come from abundance, and boy, has it been abundant.
Wow. And look at what it does. Yeah.
It's amazing how much you can shrink the world. Mm. And so while Sheena's right in my backyard, we just connected this weekend with another agent. We made something happen through four different states because of our connections in real estate. The one of the little boys in Mexico is blind and deaf, and his mother was killed by his father in front of his sisters, and now the grandmother raises them. But it's a really difficult situation. And she asked us to bring clothing for him because he's outgrowing what he's in. And I was at another realtor convention last week, and Bridget Potterton from San Diego said, "Hey, don't you have a son Santiago's size?" And I said, "I sure do." She said, "Well, why don't you bring some clothes to Asheville? I'll meet you there. And then I'll bring them back to San Diego. And our executive director from Nashville, when she comes through on her way to Mexico, can grab them, and bring them to Santiago in Mexico." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." And so Sheena brought me a suitcase. I put the clothes in it and gave it to Bridget. She flew it across the country, and Natalie's going to drive it over the border. And whoop,
wow. Wow. In 1 minute, the world just got small, Matt. Seriously, DC, San Diego, Nashville, here we are on the Flathead talking about it. All of this effort to bless someone and a family over in Mexico. Unbelievable.
Yep. Unbelievable. And that's the magic behind the Imagination Generation, is that we're coming together as a national community focused toward these projects locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally, because together, rather than a sprinkle, we can make a flood of goodness. Mm. And it's just so simple and so easy now that we're together.
Wow. Okay. I'm at home and I want to play along. How can I learn more about this? You call it Imagination Generation. Where do I go? What is a great source for me to get connected, learn a little bit more, and perhaps even participate?
Yes, absolutely. So our website is www.imaginationgeneration.us. Okay. And you can get more information and sign up there.
Imaginationgeneration.us. Love it. What a great title. And you can learn a little bit more about that effort and, of course, learn about how you can contribute and help. And then, of course, Kristen Francis. How do I learn? First of all, I'm going to tag you. You're going to get tagged on this show's podcast. So no more hiding from me, okay?
You know, with my colorful hair, I was trying so hard to hide.
Yeah, you blend in, not. So for those of you who are interested, by the way, and as it draws closer, we'll be discussing Montana Camp 23. And Kristen, by the way, you are invited. So I better see you. Okay, awesome. For those of you who want to get to meet this person in the flesh, then you're going to have to stay tuned for more about Montana Camp coming up in May of 2023, where we'll have her there. So in the meantime, though, ImaginationGeneration.us, Kristen, thank you so much for your efforts, and Sheena and all of the others that have jumped the border to help out this great family in need and doing what we do really well, and that is care for one another.
Thank you for caring for me and for bringing awareness to the great need and the solutions that we can bring.
Love it. And of course, Flathead, as always, be safe, be well, have fun, and as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.